code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Padding to the Matrix on 16th of July 2012. Newcomers, I will suggest that you look into the website cuttingsthroughthematrix.com. It goes back many years and it's got over 1,000 audios for free download. The site's listed on the com site also. They all carry transcripts for print up as well in English. And if you want to go into other languages, go into alanwattsentinel.eu. And you can take your pick from the choice offered there. Remember, too, you are the audience that bring me to you because I don't bring on advertisers as guests, and I don't get sponsored by advertisers. I don't have shares in companies either that sell products. All I sell is the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. So if you like what you hear, I go through the history of this big system you've born into and to show you how it started, the people that started it too, organizations they built up worldwide, and how you have a long-term business plan. You're living through a long-term business plan. Every step of the agenda is planned many, many years, sometimes 50, 100 years ahead of the implementation. And that's why everything goes smoothly when they bring across the new parts of implementation worldwide. It's already done. And organizations are already set up and running the time you hear of them. So help yourself to those. Remember, too, from the U.S. to Canada, you can order the books and discs using personal checks or international postal money orders. You can use PayPal or you can send cash across the world. You've got Western Union MoneyGram and PayPal once again. And straight donations are really, really welcome. As I say, I don't get paid for selling products or anything like that. Now, what I do, as I say, is I go into the past and to the history. So you don't understand the histories of the world, especially the big movements that happened, like the Industrial Revolution, the big rubber barons that came up in the United States, the associations they formed, including long-term agenda planning. You won't understand what's happening today. You think it's happenstance. You think it's just out of necessity of the moment through crisis, but nothing is further from the truth. Even the wars, perpetual wars, as the military call it right now, this whole system we're going through in the Middle East, were planned a long, long time ago and published a long time ago. The exact list that we're going through country by country today. But the people have adapted to it because, you see, we're trained to be that way. We're trained to adapt into this system. And we've lost sight of what even democracy was. Democracy, remember, is where the government is supposed to serve the public. It's the opposite way here, where the government really have made sure that you all serve them and their omnipotence. And you don't dare cross them because they come down on you with overwhelming force. That's the technique of authoritarianism, which the Club of Rome, big think tank for the United Nations, came out with in the 1970s. It said democracy would never work. And therefore, and because, you see, they had all these big plans for all of you, such as controlling you from birth to death, basically, and monitoring you, following you, and upgrading you through indoctrinations, not just through schooling, but through everything you read, even novels, the amount of money that's put into novels, insert the PC agenda is just astronomical. Same with movies, too. So you're indoctrinated your whole life long to adapt and into adaptation of the big system that controls you. In 1800, some people even talked, even Blavatsky and her pseudo-Masonic society said that eventually the system would arise where the public wouldn't even understand, never mind even know, their opinions were being put right into their heads. That's happened today. People don't logically and clearly think through things. They just find out they've got opinions on this and that and the other, mainly because everyone else has the same opinion about the same time, the techniques which are used today. You must understand how your thoughts are formed and who forms them for you. Back with more after this break.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi folks, I'm back, cutting through the matrix, talking about how we arrive at conclusions, we're given opinions by the masters, we've been trained to listen to experts, and the big boys of course actually wrote books about that back in the 1950s and even the 1940s, of how they bring in the society that it couldn't eventually even change the diaper on the baby without listening to experts first. And at that time it was a ludicrous thing because everyone knew how to do it. Well, we'd all been brought up, we see the babies in the house and you knew how to change diapers. Not now. Everything's a mystery today, you see. And apart from that, you might do it wrong. There's always an expert to tell you how to do it, even how you dress for the rain. Look at the weather forecast and so on and how they announce it all. You'll need to wear this and so on because of the weather tomorrow. I mean, you're trained like a child to always be a child. And most of all, you see, expert training makes you think that you can never really trust your own judgment. That's part of it, too. And it's all done deliberately so that the big boys can always, you know, change the whole culture here and there, upgrade it when they want to. It's a different way of looking at things, doing things, and the people follow obediently without really a thought. Most of them, they're simply automatic with them. Same with political correct attitudes on different topics. Things that were taboo are now pushed and promoted as an excellent idea. And 180-degree shifts can happen so quickly and easily. And most folk around you will start using the new PC terminology just like that. Just like that. Without a thought. Because there's not a thought there, you see. That's how easy it is. Now remember, I've gone into the histories too of Bernays over the many years, because Bernays was... I'd give him too much credit, actually. that he definitely was one of the first ones to come out publicly admitting that he helped to create the American culture, especially the culture of consumerism, but also a culture of obedience to government, because every president, many presidents used them, pulled them in on big, big tasks to alter the culture of America. At the end of World War II, big communist groups that fled the Nazi regime in the 30s all came over to Britain and the U.S., and they were given government money to set up their programs because they were dealing with creating a compliant society, and your tax money helped them create a brand new system, again, a secondary system for America that would come in gradually and replace the consumer society with simply the obedient and austere society, very Soviet in a sense. And one of them was the Macy Group, and we have the Frankfurt School, of course, and the president himself at the time gave them permission to set up and do this. It's from the top down. So people really have been tinkered with for their whole lives, and your parents and your grandparents too, without even knowing it, you see. And it's still going on today. Now, I've talked with Bezmenov and other people too. Yuri Bezmenov came over from the Soviet Union, he defected, and he talked about this system and how they'd use liberalism, same as we find that Khrushchev talked about. We don't have communists in the U.S., we call them liberals in the U.S. And under the liberal agenda, they've pushed all the barriers, you see. They created a strong society, a society that would stay together and go against government if government was too intrusive or changed their morality or whatever very, very quickly. But they have done it all. They've done all their objectives very, very well because the public didn't know this was happening to them from the top down. Same thing happened with the Rees Commission that was done a long time ago, back in the 50s, to do with investigation by Congress into the big foundations. Now, the parallel government consists of the big foundations. It's often mentioned, even Thatcher used that term when she left politics. She says, I now belong to the parallel government, because all your ex-presidents, prime ministers across the world, who all know each other, once they retire, we belong to the parallel government. We can get things done. We're not responsible to the public anymore. We can go forward with the agenda and just work behind the scenes and really get things done. Whereas the present politicians have to put on a show for the public. The parallel government doesn't. And the parallel government also consists of big private corporations, international corporations with IBM. They use all academia as well. They decide what's going to be taught for the future leaders of the next generation, the managerial class from universities. They are into sociology of all kinds, behaviorism, and they are into the global agenda for a world system which this elite will rule, you see. Remember, the parallel government put in two foundations was set up by the big international banking boys of their day, and it was a way to funnel their tax money away from the taxman, but they're tax-free, and they run trillions and trillions of dollars every year, literally providing all the leaders, the leadership systems, to bring us into what they call the New World Order. They have thousands of non-governmental organizations, thousands and thousands across the whole world. And each NGO, non-governmental organization, specializes in its own particular area. They've covered all of the branches of society and sociology, and they get instant access to all the world's media because the same big barons that run the foundations and employ these NGOs and pay them also run and own the media. The Council on Foreign Relations is a well-known arm of the Royal Institute of International Affairs, and this group basically has a group in every single country in the planet, and they've been picking your presidents and prime ministers for 100 years now. 100 years. And that came from Carl Quigley, who was the historian for the group, that they keep their own histories, you see, because they are behind the wars, and that's what Quigley said too. They needed international wars, world wars, to get the people to their knees, and then through this mediary they set up, meaning the United Nations, would all sign treaties and gradually give up all our rights. And nationalism would eventually disappear, and countries would disappear if they were brought into trading blocks, just like the EU and NAFTA for North America. So we're going through it constantly, and even to the far eastern Pacific Rim group as well, to bring Australia and New Zealand in with China and a few other countries as well. So this is ongoing, and don't think it's a recent plan, because Karl Marx talked about it too. And most folks get completely confused because you think in a linear fashion. You're taught to think in black and white. There's no gray in your vision of thinking at all. And most folk can't comprehend why the so-called top capitalists, those who owned big industry across the world, would be funding an opposite called communism. And yet understand that communism is socialism and collectivism, a controlled, indoctrinated society. Well, bankers like that much better because it's easier for them to deal with their loans, etc. And they have centralized governments. They can keep loaning to the centralized government rather than go door to door collecting off you personally for your personal loan. And through power of money, they can create all kinds of disruptions. They can crash economies. They're uniting Europe even closer and closer until there'll be no individual countries at all. They're trying to even get rid of the names of the countries in the EU. And through the crisis creation, through financing, they can bring this about and say the only way out of this to save us all, we've got to give up all nationality altogether and simply be European and allow the International Monetary Fund to come in and do all your bookkeeping for you and decide how much you get spent on welfare for this area, this region, etc. That's already underway. Now, the US, of course, is artificially inflated in a sense because it's the battering ram for the New World Order. As long as it supplies the troops, the tax money to buy the tanks, the missiles, the drones, and everything else, and build massive compounds in all the countries they're going into, that then they put a use. Once it's finished, once they're finished with the Muslim countries, I've said this for years, they'll pull the rug from under the Americans at home. They're actually doing it in slow motion right now. Because in the U.S., they still have cheaper food than the rest of the world. In the U.S., they don't have the value-added tax yet. All the countries across the planet have the value-added tax. Because in austerity, and under austerity, all your disposable income, your extra income, is to go to vital necessities, food, shelter, clothing, energy. That's the big plan. But people don't know how to deal with this, even the ones who know what's going on. And there is no big organization to fight it in a traditional manner of politics or anything else. Politics is a waste of time because, as I say, these boys are on the International Affairs, CFR, have run politics for 100 years, actually more than 100 years, because before they were called that, they had different names in the 1800s. And they already had control of the U.S. and Britain at that time. So people are adapting. They're adapting even to think they're fighting about it. And all we have are safety valves, like shows like this, where you can let off some steam. And that's really what they're for. They let you let off some steam. In other areas, you can go deeper and deeper because at least understanding what's going on gives you a personal freedom of mind. Only the thing is, though, the effect of that is you'll find it harder to communicate to those around you who are still completely indoctrinated and who actually quite like the system, as long as there's a lot of cheap entertainment. You've never had so much entertainment churned out like it's like George Orwell talks about, where even machines churned out novels and made the novels and the songs. And lots of pornography, he said, too, because that will always work. So it's hard to get through to those people who still think, well, I've got the weekend coming up, it's party time, and I'll do all the little things I like to do, and this is fairly cheap at the moment. So they've never had it so good in that direction. And it's so amazing, too, that cheap entertainment can be used as such a weapon, incredible weapon, to stop you stopping and thinking and discussing with other people about the gravity of the situation we're all in. And that's what it does. People will shy away from that which is nasty and always gravitate towards that which is pleasant. They avoid playing aimlessly. That's what's featured today. Lots of entertainment. Back with more after this.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Hi folks, I'm back cutting through the matrix. And as I say, most people will gravitate to the Patriot Radio really to let off steam because everyone's angry about something and they're also confused and they have a little bit of knowledge as to what's happening. Most folk don't really wake up. Most folk really simply wake up only to the things that are affecting them personally. You can see the inflation, you see the cost of living going up, they're afraid of losing their jobs, things like that, and they still go and vote, mind you, even though there's no point in voting because all leaders, according to Professor Carl Quigley, again the historian for the Council on Foreign Relations, all their leaders for 100 years have been picked by this organization, so they're members of the Council on Foreign Relations. It doesn't matter which party you vote for, it's the top guy is always a member of the Council on Foreign Relations in every country. And they have their set agenda. If you read the books by Council on Foreign Relations, they'll always say at the beginning, a preface, because they're funded by the Rockefeller Foundation in the U.S., and they'll always say it's a non-profit organization under a charitable designation, and they are non-political. And they're telling you the truth. They don't play politics. The agendas are not playing politics, you see. And so they always preface it. Then you read it all, and the average person thinks they're actually reading about politics. No, they're telling you where they're taking the world. There's no other system like that. They're taking the world in a certain direction. There's no opposition. And politics is there to rubber stamp the orders given to them by these big foundations that are running the world. IBM is more important in this world today than politicians. Because they do a lot of subcontracting goes out to them from governments, and they advise them. All these big think tanks, like the Royal Institute of International Affairs and many, many others, they advise governments on what to do in every situation. That's the norm. So why have a government when they have to go to these other guys that you don't elect and ask them what to do? Why bother voting? Actually, I know just not voting at all will show you the system will continue. But at least the ones behind it all will have to come out. Or at least get new front men to come out and speak for them and keep it continuing. And you'll see what really runs your countries. When you vote, you go into legality. You're consenting to be ruled by people you don't know. And by people by record who are always lying to you in every generation. And as soon as they're in, they go off on some other tangent from all their promises. Because you see, there's only one agenda, and they're in on the one agenda. They must make sure it continues. It's no matter what party it is. Quigley also said that the junior politicians are allowed to compete amongst themselves to get higher status. That's the only battling that goes on is for personal status and within politics, make a name for themselves. The ones at the top are all members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, as I mentioned before, everything's planned long in advance. Even the New American Century group, when they came out under the project for the New American Century with Wolfowitz and Rumsfeld and all the rest of them on board with it, they had the list of countries to take out in the Middle East, and we've taken out most of them already. They've got some to go yet. And it was the same list, of course, that Israel had, because Israel works very closely when it comes to the Middle East, because they're the only ones who are allowed to have any kind of weaponry there at all, any kind of weaponry, in fact. And that's the big plan, of course. I've gone through the history of the Middle East, and even who helped set up Israel, from the British governor generals that were sent in, and who, when they brought in the Russians, to come in and populate Israel. I went through the history. So look into the archive section at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Because the guys who were the governor generals wrote their memoirs about it, and they laid out a lot out then at that time. And one of them even said, so it was Ronald Storrs, he said that we're creating a new Ulster in the Middle East. Ulster, it was what Britain did to Ireland. They set in a different people into Ireland with a different religion who were guaranteed to run the country and have naturally opposition forever and ever because they were so different in their policies, and they'd also be loyal to London. Anyway, we watch and we live through all the shenanigans that go on as people get slaughtered across the planet. You're paying for it all. You paid for China to come up as the most prosperous country on the planet, as the manufacturer for the whole world. An idea, again, dreamed up by the Council on Foreign Relations, and they published articles on that in the 1930s. But we see the characters come and go in politics and get well rewarded afterwards. And it doesn't matter which side that you think that they're on, they're not for you, even the working man. When they voted in Tony Blair for the working man, who's kidding who? No. He was one of their boys from the start. And it's just Blair's shameful war and a wall of silence. This is what they always do after we've slaughtered a whole bunch of folk. Years later, they have an inquiry, and then they do a lot of hoopla, and oh, this is terrible and all that, and then nothing happens, and it goes on and on forever. This is Tony Blair stands accused by the paper amongst many other observers of one of the most serious abuses of power a prime minister can commit, the charge that he made a private agreement with George Bush to join the U.S. in an offensive war against Iraq. That was the New American Century project. Then with the aid of spin doctor Alistair Campbell, he widely exaggerated evidence that Saddam Hussein posed a deadly threat to this country so as to persuade the cabinet, parliament, prime, and British people that the invasion was justified. Remember Powell too? His fuzzy photographs. Oh, these are that's a missile launcher. Turns out to be something Britain sold them to launch weather balloons. So we're going slower, folks, for that. That's just more for this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. We're back. Cutting entries talking about Tony Blair is an example of one of many who took his country into a war. And they set up an inquiry. They always have inquiries after the fact, set by government. And this one in Britain is headed by Sir John Chilcot, it's called. And it says, the accusation at the heart of Sir John Chilcot's inquiry, which spent 18 months hearing evidence until early last year. Since then, the panel has produced a million words on it of a draft report, almost twice as War and Peace, you know, the novel, the book. It, incredibly, Sir John now says his findings must be delayed for a year, more than a decade after the invasion, because officials are seemingly refusing to let him publish Blair's private messages to Mr. Bush, on which his conclusions are based. And it says, we understand why some politicians and members of the security services may be reluctant for the full facts to emerge, yet Blair, Campbell, and other interested parties have all been allowed to publish self-serving accounts of the war and to make money out of them. Also know that Lord Justice Leveson, in his inquiry into the disreputable but hardly life-and-death matter of voicemail hacking, shows no qualms about publishing every scrap of private correspondence that may be relevant. So how sickening that when your political crimes are concerned, the wall of secrecy comes slamming down to deny the public the right to know what offences have been committed in their name. Coincidentally, the delay comes as Blair, now a multi-millionaire, slithers back into public life as a Labour advisor, as a party advisor. If the party had any ethical core, it would suspend him until the Chilcot report is published, complete with the evidence that could damn him forever. Well, it won't matter because, you see, they can't do anything to him because you've got present prime ministers continuing these wars. Not just in Britain, elsewhere too. And if you start a precedent of putting them in Islam or for starting wars, then the whole thing would fall apart. And of course, these wars must go on until the whole world is conquered and the Muslim countries exist no more. That's why they're doing it. Plus, you might grab all the lands, oil, and everything else. So that's the reality of the world. There's no comeback for these guys. They must be given a form of immunity, or you would never get a prime minister or president again. They would not take the job. They always do what they're told, and these orders are there, perpetual war. They've had that in the military magazines. That's what we're in now, perpetual war for the rest of your lives. And perpetual terrorism as well. That's the agenda. And of course, it's all to make sure you've got an utterly controlled society that bends over, and that's what they're told. Very compliance in a totalitarian system. I read an article too yesterday about BPA. That's an estrogen mimicker, they call it. It's in all plastics. And we've been consuming that for years. It sort of destroys the hormonal system, especially of males. It's in cosmetics for mothers who are pregnant. And it does distort the male characteristics of the fetus from 8 to 12 weeks. If the mother is using that stuff and she's absorbing it, it will get into the child, and he'll never be a complete man again. You have lots of organizations, mind you, called kind of happy. Their name means happy, and you can join them later down the road. And I've known this for years, but it says, as a result of widespread consumer backlash, many companies have rolled out BPA's free plastic products. This is the latest gimmick. Oh, they're free. Ranging from bottles and civet cups to reusable water bottles meant to appeal to those health-conscious consumers looking to avoid toxins. Many are simply swapping another bisphenol, which is called bisphenol S, which is now showing up in human urine concentrations at levels similar to those of BPA. Research suggests BPS has similar hormone-mimicking characteristics as BPA, but it may be significantly less biodegradable and more heat-stable and photoresistant, which means it may cause even more health and environmental damage over time. And if you're interested in avoiding any number of chemical toxins leaching into your food and beverages, choose glass over plastic, especially when it comes to products that will come into contact with food or beverages, or those intended for pregnant women, infants, and children. So that's typical, too. It's like some drugs that they have that cause terrible effects on the public. They simply move a molecule to the left or to the right and call it a different name. And this is what they're doing here. Standard legal technique, and you're still getting poisoned, and you're still get effeminate characteristics. It's not good for women either. Remember, this is synthetic stuff. It's not even real stuff. It does trick the body, but it does a lot more damage than even the real stuff would do. And it doesn't break down once it hits the receptors. It stays there. Bureaucrats bully family farms in Washington, D.C., it says, it's Fakwar, I guess is the name of the place, Fakwar County, Virginia, has become a new battleground against the sprawl of Washington-style government building. Under the guise of business zoning authority, Fakwar is now depriving an agriculture community of its liberty to live the farm life when a little commerce is not involved. The country, you see, wants to regulate and fine farm residents on grounds of holding pumpkin carvings, birthday parties for girls, and Boy Scout jamborees. Fakwar County is an agricultural community in the beautiful Piedmont mountain region around an hour west of Washington. Its motto is life as it should be. Everything's a joke today, isn't it? What's happening? To some country bureaucrats and officials, that means life as we tell you how it should be. The growth of the federal government, along with its bureaucratic mentality, has sprawled into northern Virginia, and mostly up to now, just shy of Fakwar. And once bucolic Loudoun County, to the north of Washington, where family farms stood just 15 years ago, now stands high-rise offices of businesses with government contracts, lobbyists, and others feeding at the government trough. Loudoun, the fastest-growing county in America, is not the free market at work. It's a concrete and steel metropolis built directly and indirectly on taxpayer money flowing into and out of Washington. Virginia is divided now in many ways between the Washington suburbs of northern Virginia and the rest of the state. With the sprawl of big government comes the bureaucratic mentality that what's yours is theirs to regulate, control, and dictate. Virginia, of course, was the home of Washington, Jefferson, Madison, Patrick Henry, and George Mason. Sadly, however, the sense of freedom has been dampened, if not eviscerated, amongst those tied to and benefiting from government money and power. And it has long been supportive of agriculture, and the state has a right to farm law. While family farms are struggling, Virginia has discovered that its soil and climate are splendid for grapes. Hence, wineries are popping up to enjoy a good number of Virginians now employed by them. Tourists and many tax revenue dollars are collected as well. Fakwa, the past week, bill passed a new county of ordinance requiring wineries to close their doors at 6 p.m. and requiring them to pay the county for special permits for such things as extended hours and catered food. Because of one or two wineries where bacchanalia has caused grief for some neighbors, the county decides to punish all wineries and to make more money off its theft of liberty, too. The wineries have numbers of money and to fight this punitive overregulation. By using narrowly tailored exemptions, though, the county bought off opposition from some, including one that defeated the county at the Virginia Supreme Court not long ago. When government believes that it owns our liberty, it selectively dishes out some as bribery. And that's the problem with the countries, too. You can't get people to stand together because folk are always bribed off. Because we're living in a corrupt society now. Corruption is the norm because of moral relativity, teaching and training in schools. But Fakwa isn't just stealing liberty from wineries, using Orwellian oversight and threats of fines. Fakwa is also building a tiny farm in Paris, Virginia, that takes in rescued animals and sells organic tea, but is not a winery. Reading the order against the farm issued by Fakwa County Zoning Administrator Kimberly Johnson, one may confuse Fakwa for an anti-family banana republic. In deciding to seek fines against the farm, Ms. Johnson's April 30 order includes the following specious, frivolous, and ridiculous items. The farm has rescued animals. Well, that's what it does. The farm advertised an organic tea cafe and films on its site small farm events. Well, they actually film small. You can imagine them getting away with that. As a means to unscrupulously load up her case, Ms. Johnson includes in her list of allegations certain events at the farm she found on an internet search that even her own order later acknowledges were never held on the property. Using her questionable internet investigative techniques, the county hasn't yet used drones, it says. Ms. Johnson alleges two other events in support of her claims. There was a wine tasting in September 2011 and a seasonal pumpkin patch and carving event in October. Maybe Ms. Johnson should notify Homeland Security too. These children carving pumpkins have knives. Ooh. Perhaps the most single offensive allegation by Ms. Johnson is that the farm's Facebook page includes photographs of a child's birthday party that was held on January 22nd. Ms. Johnson believes that a party of 8 10-year-old girls on a family farm is subject to her regulatory purview and is caused to threaten county citizens with fines of up to $5,000. Ms. Johnson has shut down or attempted to shut down political fundraisers on residential farms for lack of a permit. The farm owners could have sued her and the county under 42 U.S.C. 1983 for violating constitutional rights under the color of state law. Ms. Johnson, the menace, wasn't fired or sued for her imperious view of her power versus her limited view of people's rights on private property. That's a shame. Now she's attempting to find a county resident for holding Boy Scout jamborees on his property. This is terrible, getting away with all that, isn't it? Not all victims of Ms. Johnson's lawbreaking are wealthy enough to assert their rights through civil actions. And that's how bureaucrats build on their arrogant lawbreaking. They bully citizens who are good, mind their own business types, or who lack the resources to file suits. Then it goes on about other things that are happening too. You understand, this is symptomatic of this whole world organization. It's authoritarian. Remember, I've said that before. The premier think tank for the United Nations that runs all this stuff and new laws. Or come from the UN. They have the Club of Rome as their main think tank, and they were the guys in the 1970s that said they'd have to gradually change the system to an authoritarian system. That means bureaucrats with power. People you don't elect in the government. And these departments are growing like cancers, folks. And like all cancers, they eventually choke their body. And unfortunately, people are accepting it and accepting it because people do that. Brzezinski, the Soviet system, said the same thing. He says, what I think of people, he says, well, you can starve them, you can beat them to death and abuse says, no, they'll turn around and eat their dead. Understand, we've been studied so meticulously by the behaviorists for so long. And these behaviorists have been at the top of every top revolution like the Soviet system, studying and studying and studying for techniques they can use down the road on everybody else. And they know how far to push people, how much to push people, but they also know the techniques of indoctrinating the public to accept abuse. That's what it is. It's abuse. As this guy said in this article here, the U.S. is like a banana republic now, with these major domos, their little badges or titles. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? You see, if people would stand together and do something, you'd be noticed. You can have little tiny groups all competing for power themselves, and they don't even like each other, by the way, all these little groups that form to oppose things. You've got to come together all as one, because you're all in it together. It's going to affect all of you. And you've got to demand. No, you don't compromise, you demand. Now, the U.S. has had secret jails across Europe for their torturers and so on. And this is an article here from in the Telegraph. Court demands secret files on U.S., they call them black jails or black ops. The U.S. is facing fresh embarrassment over its use of black detention sites after the European Court of Human Rights ordered Poland to hand over secret documents about its role in the war on terror, the Daily Telegraph has learned. And it says judges in Strasbourg requested the documents that contain details of how the CIA set up its extraordinary rendition center outside Warsaw in 2002, where it subjected Al-Qaeda suspects to waterboarding and other extreme interrogation techniques. A month ago, a Polish whistleblower alleged that a document existed which allowed the setting up of the prison, including procedures to adopt in the event of an inmate's death. They kill a lot of them during torture. It was said to have been signed by the heads of Polish intelligence. And this is another thing, too, with this world order. You see, all your intelligence agencies work together, and they don't even have to go through the political realms at all. One guy who talked about this in 1920 was H.G. Wells. So he says the League of Nations, the precursor of the United Nations, he says now our agencies can all communicate with each other without going through the politicians that are connected, and we can get the agenda through. Just to show you how old the system is. Anyway, he says, according to the League, American officials laughed and refused to sign the document. They considered us amateurs and explained that this kind of business could not be dealt with by means of formal agreements, the Polish newspaper reported. Polish officials have refused to confirm or deny the existence of the agreement, citing official secrets laws as part of a four-year investigation into the jail. They all used to say that, oh, I can't tell you for reasons of national security. And so the public have no rights whatsoever. Look, we don't have any rights. Let's not kid ourselves. And in Australia, we're really getting hammered now because they suddenly got all the whole New World Order techniques forced down them quickly. And all their factories are now, they've signed all the agreements with China. They're just flooding out there to bring in foreign workers and all the rest of it. Observers say Falcon, this is from Ford's company, they make Falcon vehicles, signals Ford's end, just fired about 400 workers. And they're going to start building them probably in Thailand or somewhere, it says here. The car industry observers say 4 days of making cars in Australia will be numbered once the next version of the Falcon rolls off the production line. The announced that we cut to 440 jobs on Tuesday at two of its plants in Melbourne and cut production of its cars to meet falling demands. The Ford Falcon and Holden Commodore were amongst Australia's most popular 15 years ago. The cars, that is. Anyway, they've got all these offers from other countries, including Thailand, and to build them cheaply, and of course China as well. You understand that the system you're living in now, we've all become so debased. People don't realize they are debased because they don't know how their grandparents really were, or great-grandparents, when they had actually had a culture where they would stand up and just say enough, you know. But you debase the people and they can't stand up for anything. There's no family unit to stand up for now, so guys won't stand up for anything at all. He said maybe that their pornography continues on television and the internet. And so many incredible, awful things are happening. Human corpses are harvested in multi-million dollar trade. So it's a grisly trade in human body parts, leaves relatives grieving. Some recipients at risk of life-threatening disease. says they found on a raid by Ukrainian authorities. This is international, by the way. Heels from feet to two elbows, eardrums, teeth, and so on, it says. On February 24th, Ukrainian authorities made an alarming discovery. Bones and other human tissues crammed into coolers in a grimy white minibus. From day one, everything was forged, everything because we could to get away with it, says one of the guys. As long as the paperwork looked good, it was fine. And so there was a real high-tech group involved in this. And they even found many body parts, envelopes stuffed with cash, and autopsy results written in English. International Body Trade. Back with more after the break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you completely fed up of being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
Hi folks, we're back, cutting through the matrix. This article I'm reading now is about body parts, an international ring that was caught. That'll be just the tip of the iceberg, of course. And we also have the scandals too. New Jersey had that in the past too, with body parts getting smuggled in and all the rest of it. But this says what the Security Service had disrupted was not the work of a serial killer, but part of an international pipeline of ingredients for medical and dental products that are routinely implanted into people around the world. The seized documents suggest the remains of dead Ukrainians were destined for a factory in Germany belonging to the subsidiary of a U.S. medical products company, Florida-based RTI Biologics. RTI is one of the growing industry of companies that make profits by turning mortal remains into everything from dental implants to bladder slings to wrinkle cures. The industry has flourished even as its practices have roused concerns about how tissues are obtained and how well grieving Alina, she said she did not get permission for the body of her mother, Olha, to be harvested, just stealing the bodies and shipping them off. I was in shock, she says. And it says, in the US alone, the biggest market and biggest supplier, an estimated 2 million products derived from human tissue are sold each year, a figure that has doubled over the past decade. It's an industry that promotes treatments and products that literally allow the blind to see through cornea transplants and the lame to walk by recycling tendons and ligaments for use in knee repairs. It's also an industry fueled by powerful appetites for bottom-line profits and fresh human bodies. In Ukraine, for example, the security service believes the bodies passing through the morgue in the Nikolaev district, the British shipbuilding region located near the Black Sea, may have been feeding the trade, leading behind what investigators have described as potentially dozens of human soft puppets, corpses stripped of their reusable parts. Industry officials argue that such alleged abuses are rare and that the industry operates safely and responsibly. Well, they're born liars, aren't they? Then you haven't learned that by now. For its part, RTI didn't respond to repeated requests for comments or to a detailed list of questions provided a month before this publication. Understand, the whole society is corrupt now. Because, you see, we accept more and more horror, even corpses now that are plasticized, and they put them on show, and people go in and have a little chuckle and laugh at them. The abortion industry is a fantastic, big, big, big business. We kill more children than live births now, and we think nothing of it. See, life is becoming cheap, and when that happens to your owners, the guys at the top, look at you with even more disdain at the bottom. And you accept it all as you go along with it all. All comes home to roost in the end. And in India, of course, where the corruption rules the country, look at what they're doing there. They're getting complete hysterectomies to women there for their health insurance scams that they've got out now. India's Chhattisgarh state is investigating reports that thousands of women had unnecessary hysterectomies so hospitals could make insurance claims. They're carried out under a national insurance scheme where private hospitals claim for treating patients who cannot afford expensive procedures. They estimate more than 2,000 women were talked into having their wombs removed in the last 6 months. The 34 medical centres accused have not yet commented on the allegations. This sort of thing is worldwide. And you want to save, you think you can save this? The politicians, remember, are worse. They're more degraded and psychopathic. Never going to answer to it all, personally, when they come for you. Because they want something from you. One day. What are you going to do about it? Accept it until they do come from you. From Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me. Your God, or your God's go with you.